Welcome to ForceDream.com, and today we're going to try to put our feelings into words about God's immensity regarding time, God being outside of time and us living, counting time.
This has been a fascinating journey for me to think through this, because I had no concept of the whole idea of God being outside of time and creating time when I was young. But as I've contemplated it over time, over my life, it's just opened up so many avenues of understanding for me, which it's just really exciting. And it's a great thing to think about, because if you think about time being created, it's a different look at who God is.
And we live in the day-to-day pressure of getting things done. You know, all the books we read on how to get more done in a day and how to streamline our lives. So, if you could, what are your thoughts about infinity?
Well, me personally, it'd be nice to be God, because then you'd never have to worry about being done. Your to-do list, you know?
Yeah, I can only think about it for a little bit, because it's so unfathomable to me. It's just inscrutable. I don't know. And, you know, personally right now, living in time, I wake up in the middle of the night sometimes and I go, oh my gosh, did I really say that? Or I'll wake up and think, oh goodness, I did not mean that. And I just all of a sudden, like a light goes on of how someone might have heard what I said.
Is that when you shake me and wake me up and apologize? Is that what's going on?
All the time. Anyway, I just don't need any more years like that. So that part of it, and looking at, that's a huge difference to me, of looking outside of time and then just what you deal with when you're living in time.
Well, that's one of the aspects about God that is hard for us to understand, because being infinite is not something that comes naturally to us, because we usually have between 70, 80, 90, 100 years max. And the idea of infinity and being an infinite being, that is very difficult. In fact, I'm not sure living as a human forever in this condition is anything I would be interested in doing. But if you were God,
I don't know how your body would do it.
but if you
not were, just yours.
But I got it. but when you think about God being infinite, it's just that's pretty mind blowing.
I love this verse about him being the Ancient of Days, you know, which I think means being even older than the hills. But yes. Ezekiel 1:26-28. And then, as they stood with folded wings, there was a voice from above the dome over their heads. Above the dome, there was something that looked like a throne, sky blue like a sapphire, with a human-like figure towering above the throne. From what I could see, from the waist up, he looked like burnished bronze, and from the waist down, a blazing fire, there was brightness everywhere. The way a rainbow springs out of the sky on a rainy day, that's what it was like. It turned out to be the glory of God, and when I saw all this, I fell to my knees, my face to the ground, and then I heard a voice.
This is just one of the beautiful, beautiful passages in the scriptures. And back in the prophets, we are given pictures of what things will look at like in the future. So you're talking about the passage from Ezekiel. If you're interested in this, we also have some listed down below in Daniel, because there's some
those are cool too.
They really are neat.
There's one more that I wanted to read in this, Revelation 1:8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God. You know, so we think of time as being the beginning and the end, but he doesn't mean it like he was the beginner, but he's always been. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God. I am the God who is, the God who was, and the God about to arrive, the Almighty. I just love that.
Yeah, and that leads in Revelation 1, that leads into more conversation about God and about his glory. And that's when you think about God and time, it's really important. We think about everything from a human perspective of what does everything mean to me? But God looks at things from a God perspective in what does it mean to him?
Right.
And we have been brought into that story to add to the glory that already was perfect and that already existed. And that's an amazing thing.
So that's looking at sort of the immensity or the infinity idea about time with God. What would you enjoy if you didn't have to be constrained by time? What would be the perks?
Well, I think, in, like I said, in this current condition, there wouldn't be any perks. But the perk would be if I could live forever and was unbound by time. I think discovery would be a perk. I I like to learn. I like to experience things. And I actually imagine that's a lot of what heaven will be like, mm-hmm. will be the continued discovery and exploration of the infinity of who God is.
Yeah, that pressure that you feel like, I only have this much time to discover this, and then I have to move on to the realities of life, or making lists, or strategizing about how I can get more things done. That would be a real perk.
One of my favorite psalms related to God and time is Psalm 19. And the beautiful thing about Psalm 19, it's not a real long psalm, and it's a good one if you're really interested in reading and understanding and even memorizing, but it divides down into two parts, and it's explaining revelation, or God revealing himself. And the first six or seven verses talk about how God reveals himself through creation, and then the second part talks about how God has revealed himself in his word, and you put those two things together, and you have the complete picture mm-hmm. of what it means to understand who God is.
Yeah, I love it. One of the blessings I feel like he talks about when it comes to time, because he knows we need this, is that we get a clean slate. In Psalm 19, it says, "Clean the slate, God, so we can start the day fresh. Keep me from presumptuous sins, from thinking I can take over your work. Then I can start this day sunwashed, scrubbed clean of the grime of sin." So even having to live, you know, with the weight of each day, so to speak, I really can start each day fresh. And I like that he offers that. You know, I can choose not to take that, but really being able to feel new inside every day, what a cool thing he offers to us, knowing that we live inside of time with that pressure of just who we are as humans and our sinful nature.
As I look back in my encounters with God and my first encounter with God, I didn't know what it was like to live with a clean slate, which basically means I couldn't live with a clear conscience, mm-hmm. and that was difficult. But becoming a follower, a Christ follower, and drawing near to God and learning about God, what a great gift from God to be mm-hmm. able to start every day fresh, every day new, with a clean slate, a clean palette, to watch God work his work in my life. It's pretty neat.
So it seems like the scriptures talk about being able to buy back time. How do you do that?
Well, yeah, I've used the analogy before. It's like time is a river, you know, mm-hmm. it's just flowing right by us. So you got to kind of take the bucket of your brain or your heart, and you just kind of you scoop in and you take part of it back. I do that, you know, when it comes to people, mm-hmm. Deciding to invest in conversations with people, take an interest in people, because I feel like I'm bringing back part of that time that's going down a river. And I think that's why relationships are important. So that's one aspect of it for me as far as buying back time, because once time is over, the opportunity is gone with it. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, if I didn't take the time to open my life to that person or that situation and walk through that door, then that time would be gone.
Yeah, I think there really are supernatural things about buying back time. I found, and I still find, that when I give my time to maybe a direction that God, I feel like God has sent me, or sometimes don't do the things I know need to be done, but when God is leading me, and I do that, you know, whenever you do that, it means you're setting something else aside, getting dinner ready on time, or, you know, maybe you have three or four things.
Lots of things.
You know, things I have to get done today, but you go, okay, God, I know God's leading me to do this. And what I love, he doesn't always do it, but sometimes you come back to the things that you need to do and they're sort of done, or he's given me a really creative way to do them faster, or they don't actually need to be done. I don't know. It's just there is a supernatural side to that where you go, he took care of that while I was over here doing the thing that he wanted me to do.
One of the huge questions for me related to time, and we got a list of questions that we've been kind of going through, which you can find down a little bit lower in the post. How do you feel and what do you know about ownership when it comes to time? And I have a tendency to think my time belongs to me.
Mm-hmm.
But really, ultimately, because I have a creator and he has given me my days to use wisely and to invest wisely as a good steward, my time really belongs to God. And when mm-hmm. I look at how I spend my time based upon who owns it, that's really helpful to me because it makes me more contemplating about how I'm spending my mm-hmm. time.
Yeah, it's easy. Well, not easy, but you do sometimes, I'm mixing up my sentences. It's wonderful when I can get to the point of really believing that my money is God's money. But I have to take another step and go, my time is God's time.
Yes.
It's not really my, I mean, like everything is God's, but I still don't always think through everything and come to that conclusion.
Well, it's weird to think, even as you talk about that, you know, money, it's easy to see it because you only have so much money, so you know how far it goes. Well, time feels like it's forever and you have all kinds of it. But the reality is that mm-hmm. our time is limited as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks for tuning in today, talking about God and time. I think we'll probably come back next week and talk again.